time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray announced Tuesday that they have reached a deal to fund the cost-sharing subsidies in the Affordable Care Act in exchange for giving states more regulatory flexibility with the law. Word of the agreement came down as the president was speaking to the press in the Rose Garden after a meeting with the prime minister of Greece.
Apparently, Lamar Alexander has said he's made a deal with Senator Patty Murray to stabilize Obamacare. Has the White House been involved in those negotiations, and will you support that deal?
Yes, we have been involved, and this is a short-term deal, and they're fairly close to a short-term solution. The solution will be for about a year or 2 years. And it'll get us over this intermediate hump because we have, as you probably know, we have either have the votes or we're very close to having the votes, and we will get the votes for having really the potential of having great health care in our country. So they are indeed working, but it is a short-term solution so that we don't have this very dangerous little period, including dangerous period for insurance companies, by the way. For a period of 1 year, 2 years, we will have a very good solution, but we're going to have a great solution ultimately for health care. Okay? And they are working together, and I know very much what they're doing. Okay?
As Trump was signaling his support for the deal, others weren't. Some in the House voiced strong opposition, and it's not clear if Mitch McConnell would even bring the measure to the floor or if it would get the needed 60 votes to break a filibuster. Stay tuned. Trump has created a new controversy over the practice of a president calling the families of fallen soldiers. At Monday's press conference, when asked why he hadn't commented about the four soldiers who were killed in action in Niger, Trump responded that he, almost alone among presidents, called the families of slain soldiers.
And earlier you said that President Obama never called the families of fallen soldiers. How can you make that claim?
I don't know if he did. No. I was told that he didn't often, and a lot of presidents don't. They write letters. I do. Excuse me, Peter. I do a combination of both. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing to do, but I do a combination of both. President Obama, I think, probably did sometimes, and maybe sometimes he didn't. I don't know. That's what I was told. All I can do is ask my generals. Other presidents did not call. They'd write letters, and some presidents didn't do anything. But I like the combination of, I like when I can, the combination of a call and also a letter.
He stirred things up further in a radio interview Tuesday when he brought up his chief of staff, John Kelly, politicizing the death of Kelly's son in Afghanistan in 2010.
Well, they asked me that question, and for the most part, to best of my knowledge, I think I've called every family of somebody that's died, and it's the hardest call to make, and I said it very loud and clear yesterday. The hardest thing for me to do is do that. Now, as far as other representatives, I don't know. I mean, you could ask General Kelly, did he get a call from Obama? You could ask other people. I don't know what Obama's policy was. I write letters, and I also call. Now, sometimes, you know, if you had a tragic event with it's very difficult to be able to do that, but I have called, I believe everybody, but certainly I'll use the word virtually everybody, where during the last 9 months something's happened to a soldier. I've called virtually everybody. I've gone to Dover. I've seen what takes place at Dover. It's an incredible scene and very, very sad. One of the saddest things you'll ever see. But I really speak for myself. I'm not speaking for other people. I don't know what Bush did. I don't know what Obama did.
A White House official said Obama didn't call Kelly after his son's death, but didn't say whether he reached out in some other fashion. White House visitor records show Kelly attended a breakfast Obama hosted for Gold Star families 6 months after his son died. A person familiar with the breakfast said the Kelly family sat at Michelle Obama's table. On Tuesday, Trump reportedly called the families of the four soldiers who were killed in Niger. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida was in the car with the family of Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson when the president called his widow, Maisha Johnson. Frederica Wilson spoke with CNN.
I heard what he said because the phone was on speaker.
What did he say?
Well, basically he said, I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still
hurt. Wednesday morning, Trump tweeted, Democrat congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad. A U.S. district judge in Hawaii blocked the third and latest version of Trump's travel ban on Tuesday, concluding that the president appeared to run afoul of federal immigration law when he issued a proclamation last month restricting travel to the U.S. by citizens of eight countries. A second federal judge, this one in Maryland, early Wednesday issued a second halt on the travel ban, saying Trump's own words showed it was aimed at Muslims. A Justice Department spokesman vowed to appeal. The war of words between Donald Trump and John McCain continues, with Trump responding to McCain's perceived insult from a speech Monday night.
You heard what he said yesterday, Senator McCain.
Yeah, well, I hear it, and people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice. But at some point I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
McCain responded by taking the high road.
I don't comment on what the president says. I comment on what he does. And I will say that I have faced some pretty tough adversaries in the past. I'm not interested in confronting the president. I'm interested in working with the president.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.